Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. Before we get started today, I would love to introduce my co-host, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am great. So, can you tell us about who we're going to be speaking to today?
Oh my goodness, this lady is absolutely amazing. I met her via social media. And regarding the upcoming book that we are releasing called Dear Son, Dear Daughter, and after having a conversation with her and she's sharing her amazing story and testimony, it was like, oh my goodness, this would be a perfect fit to have her in the book. And I am excited for people to be able to get to know her. Desiree Andrews, are you there?
I am. How are you all?
Great, great. I am so excited to share your story with the world because I know we had several conversations and we are going to go ahead and get this started so people can be able to get to know more about you and what you have going on with the book, outside the book. I'm just too excited. So let's no longer delay. Please let them know, why did you say yes to starting and joining the anthology of Dear Son, Dear Daughter?
Well, I was scrolling through Facebook and I happened to see this message where you were asking people if they wanted to be a part of it and share their story. And I know I have four daughters and I have one son. And so it was kind of difficult for me to make up my mind which way I wanted to go. But I decided to do it because so many times I have my daughter's friends who reach back every now and then. And a lot of them have connected with me on social media. And a lot of them have, you know, they just say thank you. And they just remember me from the things that we used to do, what I've shared with them over the years. And some of them have told me how I have helped them and help them to make better decisions in their lives. And I felt that it was something that I could do. I had thought about doing something similar to this a while ago, but never really picked it up. And it was just, to me, kind of like God saying, okay, here it is again. See, because I believe you never really miss out on opportunity when you're listening to God. He will always bring it back around to you again. And when he brings it back to you, it's like the eye opener. The first time you may have been skeptical or not sure, but when he brings it back to you again, then it's like he's saying, okay, this is it, pay attention. And this was what that was for me when I saw that. And I looked it up and I was like, okay, yeah, this is something I believe I can get behind and really help and be a part of.
Wonderful, wonderful. And have you told your children about it yet? Do they already know what's in the book, or are you just going to present it to them when it's all done?
I have not told them about it yet. They know that I'm working on several projects or different things, and I have not told them about it. And the reason I haven't is because I kind of want to let them know what's going on. And I mean, they know pretty
much. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your transparency in the book. I read the chapter and I was blown away because there's so many people who are not transparent in sharing their story, especially to our children. We tend to find a way to shy away from it. And I'm loving the fact that not only are you leaving this legacy of your story for your children, but for their children as well. And so you giving them hope again, just in case they come a part of something that they never thought they'd see themselves involved in, you giving them hope again in your story. And that alone, I say thank you. One thing I want you to do, I want you to be able to give the audience a snippet of your chapter, not too much, but just a snippet so they know what they're about to get ready to read. So when they get the book, they will be blown away and want to know more.
Okay. Well, basically, I share my story with my children. Growing up and the things, the challenges that I had to overcome, not having a mom per se myself, because my mother died when I was very young, I was 3. And sometimes when you don't have that motherly figure there, I did have my grandmother, I had my stepmom, but it wasn't the same. And it was always something that I felt I was missing out on. And because of that, it took me down a path. It took me down a different way. And growing up with my grandmother, anybody that knows growing up with your grandmother, I was the first grandchild. So I was kind of spoiled about, you know, some of the things that I was into. And I was, I could say, young, dumb, and in love. And so some of the things that I would think, I got away with a lot of stuff. My grandmother let me get away with a lot of things. And so because of that, the things that I went through, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. And I never thought, at such an early age, I never thought to just turn it over to God. But I was looking for that love in a man. And so because of that, not that my dad wasn't in my life, but he was. But he wasn't right there. He wasn't, you know, in the house. And so I didn't have that father figure that would say, no, you can't do this, or no, you don't do that. And, you know, my father and I, we have a good relationship now, but it's very strenuous. It was kind of like, I kind of like saw my dad as like a bank, or kind of saw him like, you know, just somebody that was there. I knew he was my dad, but it wasn't no real relationship, at least not for me. And I kind of missed that. And when you don't have that father-daughter relationship, when you're looking for the love of your life, you're missing something. You don't have anything to balance it. So not really embracing God as my father and not having my dad right there for me, like I said, it was just like going from one to the other, to the other, to the other, trying to find what I was missing all along, which could have been found in God. And so, as you said, not to try to give too much of it of a way, but I was young and very impressionable. And a lot of stuff that my grandmother had told me, I, of course, listened to, because she was the only authoritative figure that was basically right there. She had gone through some challenges, and I've seen the things that she went through. But because she was there, I had a strained relationship with my stepmother. And because of that, I was not able to really have a relationship like I wanted to with my father either. But I had to realize in going through all that many, many years later, to reconcile with my stepmom, reconcile with my dad, and really just begin. It wasn't until after I had really given my life over to God that I was able to take that step. And from there, it's like my life changed. But I had to still, all the things that I did, like I said, young, dumb, and in love, and all the stuff that I did that I talk about a little bit in the chapter, I had to, you know, when you do something, just because you repent or you get saved or you turn away from it, doesn't mean that you don't still face those consequences. So now this is what I was facing. I was facing those consequences. And but I was able now to say, okay, I have a stepmom, I call my mom, and I have my dad, I have God. And I was able to basically, the things that my grandmother told me, I was able to embrace them, but balance them balance it with basically forgiveness. And that's what I had to learn, to just forgive and embrace who God had really called me to be. Because all of my experiences, I realized everything that I experienced is for not just, you know, helping me, but it's to help somebody else. So I believe this is why I'm here at this point, where I can reach back and I can tell my story, and I can tell people what I've gone through, what I've experienced, just being open and transparent about my life. Because for a woman, a young girl that's growing up and you don't have a father figure, and we can probably see it even in our society today, how the women, the girls, they go off, and some of them, I would say, you know, some of them go down very precarious paths. They lead very promiscuous lives and all of that. And some stay on the narrow path and do right, you know. But you have to have that balance there. And either you're going to or you're not, just depending on the mindset that you're in. So the mindset that I was in, listening to my grandmother, I love her to, well, she has since passed, but, and I just truly love her and everything that she has given me. But I understand that what she was giving me was coming from a broken place too. And so I had to move past that and really accept. When I got into God and began to forgive and just begin to heal from all the stuff that not having a dad and all of that that I felt brought, I had to understand that it was really just missing the love of the Father. And for me, that translated to the love of God as my Father. So that's just giving a little bit, talking about, because this is dealing with my spiritual life. It's dealing with my relationships, with, you know, family. It's not just with men, but it's also with my family. And because you need family to back you up. When everybody else has turned their back on you, hopefully there's some family that is still there, that is with you, that'll stand with you. And so coming from a Christian point of view, I had to learn to really, first and foremost, love God and trust him that the path that he had me on, though it wasn't easy, it was one that God was right there with me. So I just believe that, like I said, my chapter is really talking about a lot of the things that I was growing up concerning my walk with God. That's really what it comes out to, my walk with God, and or lack of, and then leading me in a way that I felt, you know, was the right way, but God's love brought me back and put me back on course.
Wonderful. You know, I think a lot of people are going to resonate with your story and the things that you share. And I know that your children are really going to enjoy this as well and celebrate you in this. You know, now that you have this ability to share your story and share your gifts with the world through this chapter, can you tell us a little bit about what you want the people that are reading these words to take away from your chapter?
What I want and hope that they would take away from it is that whatever we go through, we have to understand that God is in ultimate control. Sometimes we may not feel like he is. We may not feel like he is working for us or working for our good. And we go through some hard and difficult things, but we have to understand that, as the scripture tells us, that he will not put any more on us than we can bear. And so because of that, whatever we are going through, it is something that we can handle. It is something that is going to, he will be right there to help us. Now, what we have to make the decision is to whether or not we're going to accept his help or reject him. When we're going through the things that we go through, we have to, like I said, make that decision. When we accept his help, then he will lead and guide us. It's not going to always be easy, but we will come out of it. We will endure and we'll come out of it having learned, having gained the wisdom and the knowledge that we need in order to go forward. If we reject it, what I have found is because, and all the ones that I have gone through, I have found that when we reject the way that God presents to us, we're going to keep going through that stuff. We're going to keep seeing that it's going to, in my life, it was the same type of men, the same types of situations, the same type of circumstances, the same types of relationships. And I have seen that even in my girls. And this is why I'm sharing with them, because I want them to understand that if we don't accept the path that God has for you to get out of that cycle, then we keep repeating the cycle. And so we have to realize that God, and I said this when we first opened up, that God will present you the opportunity and he'll keep bringing it back around to you until you decide you want to accept it. And so we either have the choice, because he doesn't force anything on us. So we have the choice of accepting the way that he has the escape that he has for us, or doing it our own way, bumping our head, getting hurt, doing it all over again, and then coming back and asking God why. I am a big believer that in God, a big believer that he is there. He directs our path. And so everything that we go through, it is for our good. It's something, even though it may be the worst thing that we think has happened in our life, but it is a lesson for us to learn, to glean from, that we can take, and it will not only help us, but it will bless us, our family, and generations to come. So this is why I share what I share, because I know, as the scripture says, about our testimony, it helps not only, it helps us. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and it helps us. And if we hold it in, if I hold it in and I don't share what I've gone through, and I know that what I've gone through can help somebody else, then, you know, that makes me something more than selfish. But I can share my story because God has blessed me to overcome it. And because I overcame, I know that with his help, others can overcome as well. So this is why I'm transparent and I share my story, so that others will be able to gain some strength from it and realize that, hey, you know, she went through this and she did that and all this happened to her and she still came out good. I guess I can too if I trust God.
I totally agree. You know, I'm all for it. Being transparent and letting people know that it's possible is not easy. Whew, it is not easy. And then when you have, when we are raised, we don't get a chance to pick our parents. We just don't. And so I understand you. I can relate to it all so well. And I'm loving the fact that you didn't stay there. You didn't stay in that that broken place. And so I know there's going to be a lot of people that can really, really relate, heal, and be able to move forward with your story. So I thank you once again. I want people to be able to know how they can be able to connect with you, because I know you have so many amazing projects coming up. I don't want them to not miss a beat. So when they get a chance to be able to say, dang, this right here is what I've been waiting for. You know, just like you said that, you know, we pray for that opportunity. We pray for answers. We pray and we pray. And this right here is going to really answer those prayers. So please let people know how they can be able to find you on social media, so they can be able to stay connected with you, not only to be able to grab their upcoming copy of the Dear Daughter and Dear Son book, but to be able to support you in what you have coming up?
Okay, well, they can go to my website. It's for Kingdom Business Ministries, or the website is Kingdom Business Ministries. The website address is www.4kbm.org or www.forkbm.org. They can go there to that website. I'm also on Facebook at Desiree Andrews, Desiree Sconyers Andrews. You can look me up that way. I'm on Twitter at Dr. Desiree Andrews or at Kingdom Visionary. And they can look me up on Instagram as well, Dr. D. Andrews. So I'm on, I mean, you Google me, you'll see a couple of Andrews, but I'm the one that has my maiden name attached to them, Dr. Desiree Sconyers Andrews. So you can find me there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show. We truly enjoyed having you and hearing your story. And we definitely look forward to your chapter.
Amen. Well, I enjoy being here. And I also look forward to all the rest of the chapters, because I truly believe that this book is going to be able to help bless a lot of people. So thank you again for me being a part of not just the show today, but also part of the book, the anthology.
Yes, yes. And tonight I want everybody, once you hear this, to go out and reach out to Desiree. She has a lot to share, and I know that you will be truly blessed by what you're going to receive. And then when the chapter comes out, we definitely want you to read it, and let her know what resonates with you, because every author wants to know that you have touched somebody. So please, please, please share with us. And then also reach out to us on Motivate Social Podcast. You can find us on all social media handles at Change Your Minds Online, and Twitter is Change Mind without the E. So we look forward to connecting with you, following you, and of course, finding out what you would love to see from us. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.